whole bill, they set new county COVID to do it, but you see where all the money's going. Does it have to do with COVID? No. No. A lot of the people's dollars, a lot of people's grandkids will be paying for it, in my opinion, for future. And you would like for you to have oversight.
Yeah, most of that money was for the out years, not the current. 2022, future years, most of the big part of that money is going for future years.
That's gonna stop COVID, that's going on right now, 2020. And if, when this comes through, I understand that they give half the first time you present and everything, if that's spent, you might get the other half. That's what I was told.
Okay, well, we'll stay tuned, Ed, by next meeting. If you're here, you're late, you know, Devin, one of the two, so we're all know what we're talking about.
Well, the CARES, you can go on and read the state treasurer or the Fed and requirements on the CARES Act that just ended the money that was put in, I think, 6 point something. And you can look to see the requirements on it and what they had to meet and everything with them. But this, all I know is in what little I listened to, they were discussing it before it passed. It was obvious that it was, the requirements were going to be pretty loose.
Thank you.
All right.
And they also don't know who, how it's going to be, like how the other was sent to the county and it was up to the county commission, and then we hired people that are experienced in that, from bankers, realtors, and every, that go over it, and then we had our emergency management person to go to make sure that we, that everything was done properly. They're not sure who's going to dispense this once it comes. That's not been told yet either.
Yet to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, guys, soon, until May, we'll hopefully.
See you get deep?
Yep, you too, Ron.
We'll have enough to. I've seen you since last year.